You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Second hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you guys all for tuning in. I know we have many of you on the line, so I want to get your medical questions. But for those of you listening new to this hour, I've got a lot to talk about. Looks like they have been able to make human stem cells from skin cells. I mean, can they clone from this? What does that mean? Can you eat them? So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how you can now get your caffeine bolt. Well, not now, but pretty soon you'll be able to get a caffeine bolt or boost from your toothbrush. I don't know if we really want that. What color paint should be in your bedroom so you get a better night's sleep? Pretty exciting stuff, but never as exciting as your calls, your questions, your comments. So let's get right to it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Tyler calling from Vegas. Hey, Tyler, buddy, what's going on?
Hello?
Hey, Tyler, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Dr. Dahlia?
Not too shabby. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm actually looking at doing a healthy body cleanse, and I would like for it to be safe or natural if possible. And as you were just talking about the pancreas, maybe something that that might target the liver, kidneys, pancreas, something that might be either over-the-counter to basically rid the body of all the toxins of living in Vegas that we're exposed to mm-hmm. on a 24/7 basis, and to basically move, as you say, all the crap out of the body. Something I'd like to do quarterly, you know, just to basically feel better and lose a few pounds and just do the natural health benefits. So I'm wondering what you could recommend on that particular subject.
Tyler, I would probably recommend that you invent something like that, because there isn't anything like that out there. I wish there would be. You know, it's unfortunate because I sometimes feel like, you know, we take so much crap in and chemicals and processed foods that there has to be something you could eat or drink that just takes it out of the body or decomposes it or lasers it or changes it or chemically mutes it, and there isn't. You know, when we tell people to cleanse, it's usually drinking plenty of water throughout the day, but there is no chemical compound out there that safely, quote-unquote, cleanses. Now, is there a particular issue, Tyler, you have that makes you want to cleanse?
No, I just feel like there's just all this crap. And a buddy of mine said, you know, well, I go for a colonic every quarter, and there was something that was on a Groupon, and I didn't know if it was something maybe that I should explore that's a little uninvasive, and I'm not opposed to it, but I just want to feel better. I'm sure I'll probably, you know, look better, and I'll feel better mentally and physically, and I just want to reap the benefits of knowing that I'm getting rid of all this crap that's in my system.
Of course, of course. Like I said, I just wish there was something out there. The colonics, The advantage of a colonic is if you're blocked up and you don't poop regularly every day, the enema effect of the colonic helps relieve the stool. But again, it does nothing for your liver, for your skin, for your muscles. And in fact, some of these colonics could be dangerous if administered by the wrong person. You know, I almost recommend just those regular $1.50 enemas without having you go through a Groupon that you could buy at Walmart or Walgreens or Target, you know, only if you're blocked up. You know, to be honest, the people who I think are the most cleansed are your vegetarians or your vegans that don't eat a lot of processed foods. They put the natural fruits and vegetables, the organic ones that don't have the pesticides in them. They drink plenty of water. They make sure they get their salts. They make sure they get their exercise. They get some sun. And to me, those are the people that aren't getting the toxins. But once you have a toxin, like let's say you eat something that was in a foil bin or like something that was in plastic that you heated, and you think the plastic has leached into your food, there's nothing out there. A colonic will not get those chemicals out. I would love a study out there. I would love a study out there that will tell us, look, this gets rid of BPA in your system. And if you take this pill, it'll leach the BPA out of your system. But unfortunately, there isn't. Now, we do have chelation therapy that we use to get rid of heavy metals. But again, it's just heavy metals. I mean, there's millions upon millions of toxins. Tyler, I wish there was something out there I could recommend for you. But unfortunately, all these products that say they could do that. Now, you did, though, touch upon the placebo of it, that you would feel better. You think you would lose weight. There is the placebo effect of, wow, I'm taking this and it's cleansing me. But I don't want to BS you. Unless you could think of, I mean, can you think of a compound that'll really leach out chemicals that are depositing in your body parts and being carried by your red blood cells?
No.
You know, now, flushing things out with water, diluting chemicals in you, right? Like diluting things and flushing out and making sure the kidneys get rid of it so the kidneys don't have concentrated amounts is fine. But you can't also overdo water because if you overdrink water, you'll start having low salts in your blood and you could overwork your kidneys. But I commend you, and Tyler, thank you for calling, but I commend you for wanting to, be, try to do things better for your body. I think a lot of us, we underestimate or we overestimate what our bodies can handle. And I do think we bombard our body with too many toxins. And I think it's appropriate to want to be cleansed. But since there's no true cleanse out there, then be careful what you're putting in your body. Luckily, most of these toxins have half-lives and most of these things won't deposit and stay in your body for years, so you could hopefully, start afresh and start new. But I just wish there was something out there. I really do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Maureen was on the line. Can't come on at this time, but she's listening all right on her iPhone Dr. Dahlia app. Way to go. Maureen is asking about sharp pains in the breast. What causes breast pain? Do you guys realize that our boobies hurt? I know a lot of you are giving Angelina Jolie a lot of slack, a lot of flack for getting her boobies removed after being found that she has the BRCA gene mutation, BRCA1 gene mutation, so she preemptively had a mastectomy. Let me tell you guys, there's a lot of different things out there that do cause breast pain. So if your lady says, I want mine removed, I'll tell you why. But let's just quickly talk about causes of breast pain. And one of you called in about hydroceles and spermatoceles and removal of those. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 15th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1411.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1447.58, $723.79 for a half ounce, or $361.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1447.58, $723.79, and $361.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. So when we talked about how Angelina Jolie is now planning on removing her ovaries as well due to that BRCA gene mutation, one that she had been told that she had from her doctor, it sparked many questions. One of you had called in and asked, she removed, you know, her breasts. Please tell us about breast pain, and I will in just a second. One of you had also asked, will insurance even cover this? Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt make money, and they make a lot of money. So, you know, they could have possibly paid for this surgery cash free. Right? You know, or who knows, maybe the doctor did it for free and the hospital did it for free as long as they, you know, endorsed them or, I don't know, took some pictures with them. Who knows? Autographed the wall. I don't know. Anyway, but they could have paid for the surgery. Does the average Joe like us have insurance that would pay for a preemptive surgery? What about prostatectomies? For some of you with BRCA2 gene mutations and high family history of prostate cancer, you know, getting a preemptive prophylactic prostatectomy, not that we're advising that in the medical community, would insurance cover that? And the answer is we don't know, okay, whether Blue Cross, United, Aetna, Kaiser, Medi-Cal, Medicaid, Medicare, if they would. My guess is probably not, but the reason why is I'm not really hearing many patients able to get the genetic testing as it is covered by their insurance. So we don't really have a lot of people out there that know their BRCA gene mutation status because insurance isn't allowing it to get covered. I had a lady who had a mother, sister, and aunt with breast cancer. So she asked me to order through Myriad the breast, BRCA mutation gene testing. I told her, before we do this, do you want to call your insurance? Okay, and I guess she got the kit mailed to her. The company Myriad sent it to her. She was going to have the blood drawn and put it in the, the testing container, et cetera, and have it processed. And when she called her insurance, they said, oh, no, we're not covering it. That's a multi-$1,000 test. So I don't think the issue has yet come up whether you could get a prophylactic mastectomy with your surgery, because we aren't even getting the genetic testing covered by the insurance to begin with. All right. Should you get your genetic testing done? I don't think it's as crucial as the media is making it, because if you have family history of prostate cancer, I'm going to want you screened for prostate cancer anyway. Okay? If you don't have prostate cancer in the family, or you don't have breast cancer in the family, I'm still going to want you screened. You know, there was a study that came out saying, despite the new recommendations to just get mammograms in your 50s and not in your 40s, the drop in mammograms haven't occurred. Women are still getting mammograms younger than the recommendations are recommending. Well, good. I mean, honestly, they could take the recommendations and shove them for all I'm concerned. All right? If patients are worried about their lives, they're not worried about Obamacare. They're not worried about saving the government money. We pay enough in taxes. Give us our gosh darn mammograms. And doctors are still concerned about missing a breast cancer. And with Obamacare not protecting them from lawsuits, you bet their butt they're going to recommend and urge you getting mammograms baseline between 35 and 40, and then at age 40 every 2 years. But also keep in mind, if you don't have family history of breast cancer, and you don't have family history of prostate cancer, and you're contemplating not getting tested, well, why do you not have a family history? Is it because your family doesn't go to the doctor and get checked? We had... up until a few years ago, no family history of breast cancer in my family, because none of the women in my family besides me wanted to go for mammograms. So when I was going through my breast cancer scare in my young 30s, and all my doctors are saying, well, you know, what's going on with sister and aunt and mom and all that, I called each of them up and ripped them a new one. Oh, we don't believe in mammograms. Nah, they cause radiation. I don't want my puppy squeezed. You don't want your puppy squeezed. Haven't you been married 3 times? What are you talking about? And so finally it took me dragging one of my family members by her hair in to get a mammogram until we found out, oh, looks like there is breast cancer in the family. And thank God the breast cancer was found very quickly and was able to be addressed. So when you tell me, doctor, I don't have to check for prostate cancer, or I don't need to run the PSAs because I'm not high risk, and I ask you, why are you not high risk? Well, because none of the men in my family have prostate cancer. Great. Has their prostate been palpated? Have they had PSA testing? Well, no. Try to get Grandpa Joe into the doctor. I mean, you're going to need a shotgun and make him walk in with his hands up. Otherwise, he ain't doing it. Well, if that's Grandpa Joe, how the hell do you know he doesn't have prostate cancer? How do you know your relatives don't have cancer now? So how can you say you're not at high risk? So whether you get the BRCA gene mutation or not, assume there's something in the family. And if you go with that, or assume your genes decided to go rogue and get the gosh darn PSA testing or the mammogram testing when it's age appropriate, then you don't have to panic about not getting a $5,000 genetic gene mutation test. Go and get the mammograms done. Now, that genetic gene mutation test helps you decide if you're going to get a mastectomy, right? Helps you decide if you're going to start CAT scanning for your pancreas. But again, with Obamacare now and the way the doctors have to follow these rules, you may not be able to get it in the first place. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So, Marianne wants to know what causes breast pain. Now, a lot of us have breast pain and we don't talk about it. You never hear the Sex and the City women talk about it. Yeah, maybe on Friends somebody hits somebody's boob and they go, oh, that hurts. But a lot of us women have breast pain. All right? Those of us having periods could tell you, well, yeah, absolutely, because of our cycles. All right? You feel that type of breast pain, the cyclic under, you know, with both breasts. It'll start a couple weeks before the period. Then after the period, it stops. But then it starts up again a couple days later, and it's pretty frustrating. But then you have the non-cyclic breast pain. And we doctors like to watch that a little bit more closely. It's not related to the menstrual cycle. It could be tight. It could be burning. It could be sore. It could be all the time. It could be once in a blue moon. Usually, though, that type of breast pain will only affect one breast. And women after menopause will complain of this. Now, could it still be hormones? Absolutely. We still have hormones, right, in menopausal years. It could be also fatty acids. Sometimes fatty acids in the cell, right, cells because of hormone imbalance could cause it. Certain sizes, certain bras that we use, sometimes structure, cysts, scarring could do it. A lot of people don't realize that medications out there cause breast pain. According to Mayo Clinic, your SSRIs like Zoloft, Prozac, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors cause pain. I've had men that come in saying, you know, my pecs hurt. All right? And I'm like, is it really the pec? He's like, no, it's, you know, it's my man boobs. And it's okay. Men do have breasts. They do. They have breast tissue there. And I'm like, really, it's hurting? And many of them are taking Zoloft or Prozac or Paxil. That's kind of important. That doesn't mean you have cancer by any means, but medicines can cause that. So what do we usually do? Well, anytime there's breast pain, we like to examine, we like to palpate, make sure there's no lumps or bumps. I know some of you will say, yeah, well, my husband or boyfriend palpated, I'm good. No, they never finish the exam. They don't do it properly. They make a lot of honking sounds. That's not a good clinical exam. A good clinical exam could take a good 5-10 minutes sometimes. All right? No. And then some of you ask how to examine the breasts. We did a show where we went through examining the breasts. I told you all where to put your hands, what to do, not your own, just, you know, in the air. And, of course, you know, engineer was throwing honking sounds throughout that. And it was, basically you got to start under the arm. Men, too. You have breast tissue under the arm. All right? And we know that because sometimes I'll deliver or when I used to deliver babies, some of the women's underarms would become huge and the skin was seeping milk. It was crazy. It was because when the milk came in, the breast tissue under the arms as well. You know, and it's too expensive to get surgery to take that out. So this woman was dripping milk from her underarm. It was crazy. Poor thing. You know, she was like, what do I do? And I go, well, you can hold the baby under the underarm. You can put the baby on the breast. Either way, you got milk. Then you, so you start from under the arm to check for lumps and bumps. Extremely important because if breast cancer is there, a lot of times it'll go to a lymph node. And if it goes to a lymph node, hopefully you can feel that lump, like in terms of endearment. And then you go around circularly, or you could go longitudinally or latitudinally. You could go horizontally, trapezoidally. I don't care how you go, but make sure you cover every single breast tissue. If you want a zigzag, ZW, I don't care. Circular, you know, just know your breast. Know the lumps or bumps. Go to the nipple. You squeeze the nipple a little bit to see if there's any blood coming out, any discharge. And don't just go, oh, my gosh, I just touched my boobs. I'm done after 5 seconds. That's not a good exam. You know, your doctor sees you once a year, if that. And now with Obamacare, that may be put off even more. And how could you expect them to know what the breast topography is, like a map? Then we'll mammogram you, even if you're a man. Ultrasound, possibly if we find a spot, you know, biopsy it. But I would say for any of you ladies having breast pain, go to a sports bra, try to cut back your caffeine, maybe take some vitamin E or evening primrose oil, but check in with your doctor. All right, guys, don't go away. Caffeinated toothbrush is coming up. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you guys for signing into our guest book on our website at drdahlia.com. Always great to hear who's listening and where you guys are listening from. So I guess a toothbrush may be out on the market being created by Colgate that will have a built-in caffeine patch that will deliver your morning rush of coffee as you brush. A patent application reveals that the firm is even considering flavor patches and even drug delivery using the system. The patent application from the Colgate-Palmolive company revealed technology that would allow chemicals to be embedded into the heads of standard toothbrushes and slowly released during use. We should ask a dentist or an oral surgeon about transgum caffeine exposure. Does caffeine bother the gums or no effect? Chemicals would be embedded in the heads of the toothbrushes slowly released during use. They would use apple flavor or mint flavor type caffeine patches. Each patch would last about 3 months. The firm would also expand it to include aspirin. All right? So I guess maybe even a diet toothbrush so that while you're brushing your teeth, it releases an appetite suppressant. I got to hand it to these guys for being so entrepreneurial. I mean, dang. Not that I think that's the safest thing to go, but think about it. A toothbrush, you stick it in your mouth, and it releases chemicals. They could even do birth control toothbrushes. All right? In the patent application, toothbrushes would be delineated by differently sharped tongue cleansers. The drawing shows apple-shaped means apple flavor. Snowflake means, I guess, it would be look like a mint leaf. I'm looking at the patent drawings now. It looks pretty cool. Capsaicin causes pain relief. We've been using capsaicin because it's found in chili peppers. Many of you have used that in a massage or in these icy hot type pads. Those cause pain relief, although I don't know if that would just be more localized and just hitting the mouth. I think we are over-caffeinating everybody. I understand that people need to get up in the morning and need their coffee. I'm starting to see that with kids as well. Oh, I need to have coffee. I go, you're 6 years old, for crying out loud. You know, we were talking about yesterday porn and 6-year-olds looking at porn and by 8-year-olds flirting. Marianne writes, Doctor, my child already has 2 girlfriends. He's in the 2nd grade. Dad thinks he's cute, so won't let me talk to him about it, but I'm worried. They just kiss, but he's only 7. Now, I do have to be honest here. When I was in kindergarten, I had technically 3 boyfriends, 3 different boyfriends. One was Billy. I don't remember the other two, but I remember Billy. His name was Billy Knievel. And I remember we kissed in the Billy Knievel, not like Evil Knievel. It was Knievel. And I apologize to him if this causes him any unnecessary paparazzi hanging out at his house or work. And I remember there were 2 other boys. I remember we kissed on the different times in the area for recess on the playground. And I had a dry spell for the next probably 10 years. And so, I mean, you know, if your kindergartner or your first grader, your second grader is trying to, you know, compete with older brother or older sister, they'll probably call these little dalliances boyfriend, girlfriend type of thing. But I'm hoping to high heaven that doesn't mean what we now think it means. I mean, usually boyfriend, girlfriend, I remember my parents got mad. I was in high school, and I'm like, I think, you know, he wants to be my boyfriend. And, boy, they had the biggest poop fit. And I'm like, look, just because you're going with somebody or you're, you know, and they said, that means you're going to have sex. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Kids don't have sex. You know, I was so naive at the time. And I guess it does happen. And so I wouldn't be surprised that kids are starting early. I just hope, you know, these 6-year-olds that were found in the study to watch porn and 8-year-olds flirting, I just hope there's some parent watching over them. Many of you have commented on this subject. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Good morning, Dr. D. It's Trucker Ken from Indiana. You're asking what's going on with kids nowadays, puberty and flirting and all that. You and I are the exact same age. So think back to the shows that were on TV back when we were growing up. We had Deputy Dog, Tom and Jerry, the Waltons, the Brady Bunch. There wasn't any sex on TV. People weren't kissing on TV. You didn't have all these ads for penile, you know, the little blue pill to make your, you know, make it hard or whatever. And we sure as heck didn't have the internet to expose us to all the stuff that's going on Facebook. I mean, there's nudity all over Facebook nowadays. That's supposed to be family-friendly social media. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on. It's that we have HBO, we have Showtime, and all these movies are on. And unfortunately nowadays, even the best of parents, no matter how hard they try to watch their kids 24/7, the kids are going to tune the TVs to what they want to tune to, and when you're not looking, or they're going to see something on the internet from time to time. So it's a matter of society's evolving, unfortunately, in a direction maybe some people don't like, but that's what's happening. It's exposure. It's just like anything else. Mm-hmm. The more you see it, the more you become accustomed to it, and the more it becomes socially acceptable, even if it's technically not socially acceptable. So.
No, you know, interesting. You brought up a good point. You know, I like watching Game of Thrones, a lot of the HBO shows, when you brought up HBO. And Game of Thrones, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so that's Pacific time. On cable, Game of Thrones comes on at, I think, 6 o'clock in the evening. Now, maybe it's because I'm watching HBO Eastern, but, I mean, there's nudity and a lot of sexual subjects on that, and that's just HBO. Now, true, of course, you know, movies, rated R movies are on HBO. But, you know, you're right. In the olden days, you know, shows with more adult content would be on later. Kids could, I mean, my kids could very easily see Game of Thrones, and I not know that. I mean, I think it's a phenomenal show, but, boy, there's a lot of sex. There's a lot of, there's beheading. There's, you know, that's a pretty, and that's 6 o'clock at night, prime time on a Sunday. You know, I mean, you could tell the kids to go to bed early on a Sunday night, but not 6 o'clock. You mentioned Brady Bunch and no sex on Brady Bunch. Yeah, I think it happened behind the scenes, right, with Greg and Florence Henderson, right, Greg Brady? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right. Is that really true, or has that just been a rumor? What didn't somebody admit it? The one of them admitted that they had an affair, right? Greg Brady said Barry, I don't know what his last name is, claimed he had an affair with the mom. Yeah, so there was sex back then. It just, we didn't get to watch it as kids. And Alice, I know Alice must have. I mean, she was just too happy to be a maid, right? There had to be something going on there. I don't know, maybe with, I don't know, who would Alice have, I don't know, I thought the dad was pretty sexy, especially when he had the perm. All right, so, yeah, so when it comes to kids and what's on television now, I mean, it's just all over. I mean, even American Idol. I guess American Idol is having their you know, season finale is ending this week. And the girls are dressed up and they're pretty. And Nicki Minaj, of course, you know, drops some cuss words and they have to beep it out. But then she also talks about the breasts. Now, little girls watch American Idol. And when you hear one of the judges compliment a singer's breasts, all right, that to me is giving these young kids a wrong message. I don't remember what, see, and I know some of you are like, Dahlia, why do you still watch American Idol? Because I like the singing. I like the songs. Sometimes they sing some old school songs. I like it. I like singing. Me. Lord knows I definitely need the tutelage. So, of course, I'm going to, you know, be watching that. But why is a primetime blockbuster hit that a lot of young kids watch, right, talking and glorifying the singer's breasts? When we're, you know, it's, I mean, we really don't, I think, have anything. Oh, and Glee. I thought Glee was going to be a nice show about high schoolers singing. Oh, Lord have mercy. Gigolos and premarital sex and pregnancies and, wow. All right, don't go away. Let's talk about this condom raid. Pretty crazy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Give me the news, I gotta.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Chinese police have broken up a workshop which produced millions of fake Durex and Contex condoms. Now, the only brand I remember was Trojan. I mean, being married, you know, I don't really know all the new brands. I know there's a lot of brands on TV. The previous caller had talked about all these ads now on TV that kids are seeing. Well, apparently, there are fake condoms out there. I don't know what a fake condom would look like. I mean, to me, you show me a condom, I wouldn't know if it's fake or not. I mean, I understand there's fake purses out there. You could have a Prada or a Fendi or a Coach purse, and then you could have a fake Prada or fake Fendi. I've never really looked at condoms closely to see if the brand was actually written on it. Is that what condoms have? Do they actually have the brand? I mean, I understand there's packaging. But, and does anybody even read the brand? I mean, do you put it on, and then do you show your partner, look at the brand? I mean, I guess brand does matter. But apparently, they found workers lubricating the condoms with oil on a production line surrounded by piles of the contraceptives that were littered on the floor. An investigation was launched after an officer discovered that condoms sold on the online marketplace Taobao were suspiciously cheap. Tests were performed and discovered that they were fakes before police traced them to a variety of illegal workshops. China's officials, People's Daily Newspaper, said one ringleader allegedly bought the fake condoms, raw latex from a Hebei factory. Then cheap lubricants were applied as they were packaged in fake branded boxes. I don't know how you apply lubricant to a condom in a factory. I mean, you would think they just got a whole bunch of KY tubes and then go squeeze and just squeeze it all over the place, you know? They raided, I don't know what, artillery they needed to use for the raid. They found fake wine, cigarettes, handbags, cosmetics, in other provinces. I guess fake goods. Why not fake condoms? I mean, I guess the fake black market out there, I just don't understand. I mean, you would think if somebody buys a condom, but mind you, if a condom breaks, okay, I get that. There are supposed to be some brands out there that aren't supposed to break as well as others. I don't know what those brands are. We'll do a show on that. Why not? We'll do a show on favorite condoms and tensile strength, right? And I don't even know if there's statistics on how many pregnancies had unfortunately happened because the condom wasn't strong enough or the condom broke. I don't know if I have that statistic. I remember years ago the statistic was condoms are 85% effective. But what about per brand? So there needs to be a study on that. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's a study for everything. Why not? Now look at this study. The color of your bedroom could help you sleep. There's certain colors that are not hospitable to staying asleep, others that are. And they say the average person sleeping in a blue room gets 7 hours and 52 minutes of sleep per night. My room is brownish. I'll tell you where that lies. The study was carried out by Travelodge. They looked into 2,000 homes across the country to investigate the influence of color and quality of sleep. Smart. That's smart, because if you paint the rooms a certain color, I mean, if you're thinking about doing, you know, a whole paint over of your hotel or motel, you might as well, you know, figure out what the type of color is. All right, and they found that people sleeping in rooms decorated with calm colors like yellow, blue, or green receive the best night's sleep. I guess they say it's the ganglion cells in the retina part of your eyes that's most sensitive to the color blue, and blue was the winner, of course. These receptors feed information into an area deep in the brain that controls 24-hour rhythms, according to Chris Idzikowski, sleep expert from the Edinburgh Sleep Center. And it says it therefore affects your rhythm the next day. Now, purple is the worst color. So if you sleep in a blue room, you're going to average 7 hours, 52 minutes. You'll lose 12 minutes of sleep if you sleep in a yellow room. Another 4 minutes of sleep, green, silver. You're about 20 minutes shy of the blue room. Orange, 7 hours, 28 minutes. Red, if your room is red, 6 hours, 58 minutes. If your room is gold, 6 hours, 43 minutes. Gray, 6 hours, 12 minutes. Brown, a brown room, 6 hours, 5 minutes. Second to the last, and last but not least, purple. I wonder what pink is, because many people with kids, the rooms are pink. I don't know if it's bad. It's making me tired. Oh, man, it's making me tired just talking about this. All right, well, purple. First of all, who would decorate their house purple? But I got a problem with this brown. Living in the Southwest United States, we use brown because of earth tones. A lot of us put rock in our house. We use brown, and then we use white on the trim and on the door trim. It looks pretty good, and to me, it's kind of relaxing. I mean, if I walk around my house, I'll fall asleep. I fall asleep as soon as I get home because I'm tired. So I don't understand why brown would not help as much. Blue, I would say, would really depend on the blue. So I don't know if I really... How could yellow be one of the top colors and not... But I got to tell you something. Many of you like to play around with the lights in your room, and I've always said use blue. We know blue helps you sleep nighty-night. Maybe it's because when we're a kid, like Goodnight Moon or some of these books, the sky is a midnight blue, so we're used to seeing blue. I don't understand why yellow would be a color considered conducive to sleeping. Yellow we associate with sun. The sun is always bright yellow. Even though it's orange and some close-ups even look fiery red, right? We usually associate yellow with the sun. I would not color my baby's room yellow because they'll think sunlight. All right? Now, black, I don't think we should even consider black. That's just scary. That, to me, is like a coffin. So, no. But for those of you whose house is brown, if you're sleeping well, fine. If not, we're talking about the inside color, you might as well fix it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was watching my TiVo Duck Dynasty, and I guess it was the episode where Jace, the older brother of Willie, decided to make a room and because the brother wouldn't let him have an office. So I guess he builds an annex to the building with his office, and I guess it was kind of log and made of wood color. Wood color, like log cabins, that's wood color. That's brown. To me, that's perfect. That's right up my alley. They're, you know, brown, log. I think a log cabin is very conducive to sleep because I think the study has an issue with it. You know, it was interesting. The grandpa, or, you know, Phil, the dad, the one that started the Duck Hall company, was showing his grandson the birds and the bees using crawfish. And he was calling the male crawfish, his body part, a ding-dong. But then he used the proper term for the female crawfish, vagina. And he said you could teach a kid birds and the bees by showing that. Now, you know, with us, we've always had dogs in our house. And the dogs aren't very, shall we say, shy. And our dogs usually lie down next to us and their legs spread out. The cats, too. I have one cat. I've never seen this with cats. Usually cats just sit there on their stomach with their paws out. But I have one cat that lays on her back with her legs open. And, you know, she has this kind of stripe on her underside. And she just lies like that. And then she wonders why the male cat jumps on her. And so, unfortunately, in my family, since our animals have absolutely no decorum, right, don't really kind of keep it covered, my kids already kind of know a lot about the birds and the bees, whether I talk to them or not. All right, guys, don't go away. I love more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.